A new book from best-selling authors and married couple James Patterson and Susan Patterson is deeply embedded in the Wisconsin experience.
The Mother-Daughter Book Club is centered around a group of friends who meet at UW-Madison and who experience a life-altering event while vacationing with their daughters in Lake Geneva.
It's a setting Susan Patterson knows well as a UW-Madison alum herself. She co-wrote the book with her husband, best-selling author James Patterson, who will be this year's UW-Madison commencement speaker.
The two will return to Madison for an event hosted by the Wisconsin Book Festival on Wednesday.
I caught up with them in advance of their visit. Susan Patterson is the best-selling author of Things I Wish I Told My Mother and Big Words for Little Geniuses. She attended UW-Madison, where she was an All-American swimmer. She's currently on the Wisconsin Foundation and Alumni Association Board of Directors. And James Patterson is a best-selling, award-winning American author known for writing thrillers and biographies. He's the winner of an Edgar Award, 10 Emmy Awards, the Literarian Award from the National Book Foundation, and the National Humanities Medal. I talked to them both earlier this month. A lot of this book takes place by Lake Como in Italy, but the action starts in Wisconsin, so that's where I want to start, too. So, Susan, I'm going to go to you first. You're a UW-Madison grad. Tell us how Wisconsin and your Wisconsin experience fed so much into this book.
Well, I guess I could say I was born a Badger because both my parents were Badgers. You know, a lot of my family, my aunts, my uncles, cousins. So we're pretty, you know, cardinal red here. And a lot of the, well, for starters, the three of the women, moms, went to Wisconsin. So there is quite a bit of Badger chit-chat in there.
Throughout the book, right.
Yeah, throughout the book. Even when I reread it again just recently, I was thinking to myself, oh boy, I really laid it on pretty thick here. But it was, you know, they're reminiscing about their time when they were in college and they remain close friends, so.
And James, do you get that a lot from Susan, reminiscing about Babcock Hall ice cream and Badger games and brats, as the characters do?
Yes, I had to sign a Badger prenup. So I have to watch every Badger football game, basketball game, hockey game, which actually is a pleasure right now since they're in the Frozen Four finals. So I'm in a big, in fact, I'm actually giving a graduation speech this year.
Right. And I'll ask you about that in just a bit. But I want to get into a big theme of the book here, in addition to the Wisconsin love. It's right there in the title. These mothers and daughters are brought together in a book club. And it's, you know, it's crossing generations. It's crossing class boundaries in a lot of ways. James, talk about this theme of books really bringing people together, both in your book and in the world.
Well, Sue did a book earlier, actually two of us, called Things I Wish I Told My Mother. Mm-hmm. As Sue mentioned, her mom went to Wisconsin, and her mom died at 98. And soon after her mother died, she said, there's so many things I wish I told my mother. And I said, I think that's a book. The book that we wrote wasn't about she and her mother, but it was about a mother and daughter. And it's such a rich area. And this thing is less about a book club or books than it is about mothers and daughters. It's a love story in a lot of ways. Between the mothers, some of the daughters are very close, and then between the mothers and the daughters.
That's definitely there. But Sue, they're always talking about the books. You guys drop so many names of books throughout this.
Yeah, well, they all have a love of reading, and that was sort of a thread to keep them together, mm-hmm. you know, an excuse to get together. And I have a feeling that's, you know, kind of the motivation for a lot of book clubs around, you know. This is one way they can, you know, get together and have a conversation.
I mean, we've already been contacted by literally hundreds of book clubs about book, which is great. Which is great, and I'm sure when we appear there, I'm sure a bunch of book clubs will show up for our event or speaking event.
Mm-hmm. Sue, James mentioned that mother-daughter relationship, and it is, the book centers around pairs of mothers and daughters, or trios, I guess, because one of them they're twins.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about how you explore that mother-daughter relationship even more in this book, in addition to the other one James mentioned.
Well, like Jim said, the area was really rich, and the response we had from the Things I Wish I Told My Mother really touched a lot of people. And so we thought, you know, they're not related, the two stories, but we thought, you know, we'll take this another step further and have several moms and daughters. And then it just seemed like an easy way to go to throw, you know, the Badgers in there.
and the stories of the mothers and daughters are so interesting, mm-hmm. and they're so different. You know, Alan, who's a lawyer, is really in Chicago, and she's really thinking of moving on and doing something other than being a lawyer. Mariella, who's a wonderful character, she's an opera singer, and she actually owns a house in Lake Como. That's how we get to Lake Como. Grace, one of the other mothers, is a minister who has never been married, and she has an adopted daughter. And then Jamie, she's the renegade who didn't go to University of Wisconsin, and she just sort of takes care of the home. And she has twins, and the twins have problems. So there's just a lot of great material in terms of cooking the stew, which is what we love to do, so that people can't stop reading.
And Sue, I don't want to spoil anything, but something bad happens early on in Lake Geneva. And a lot of the bulk of the book is, I think, problems created when people aren't talking about what happened there and other secrets in their lives. And the motion of the book is toward, hey, how do these people come together with their siblings, with their moms, with their daughters, and talk through these things? It really does, in a lot of ways, follow with those things you wish you told your mother in that other book.
Right, right. Yeah. And, you know, how sometimes little things can happen that make such a difference in your life, you know, unexpected things happen. And how do you work through that? And, you know, their relationships and their bonds, you know, really kept them together.
And secrets are a big part of the book, and that's part of what makes it interesting. And it's also very real life. And because they haven't been together for a few years, it's not just secrets, but they haven't kept up the way they always did before. As you said, something happens in the beginning of the book that sort of pulls everybody apart for a while. And so this is them getting back together after a while. And there is one big secret that drives the whole book, mm-hmm. Which obviously we won't reveal here.
But they all had something that was a worthy secret to tell.
All right, now one sidebar argument and discussion that I loved in the book, it was a brief thing, but I wanted to get both your takes on it. The characters for a while argue about whether you should reread books or spend your reading time reading new stuff. That seems like something the two of you must have talked about. I want to hear from each of you on that. James, your attitude toward rereading.
Well, at my age, you reread because you've forgotten the book and you're not sure. You're not sure if you read it or not. No, I find reading to be really fascinating in terms of sometimes you'll reread a book and go, I'm not quite sure why I loved that as much as I did. And sometimes you'll go, it's even better than you thought it was. I'm a big Moby Dick fan, and some people aren't, but I am. And you're rereading it, you just go, it's even better than I thought it was. And something, there's a book, The Fan's Notes, which I thought was just the greatest thing. I read it in my 20s. And when I reread, I'm going like, I'm not sure if I was right about this.
And how about you, Sue?
I was just going to say, it's also kind of interesting to listen to the audio book version, you know, where you get maybe a different take on it.
Yeah.
So that's something that I do sometimes if I really like something, or I'm doing it simultaneously because I'm in the car. I want to listen to, you know, the book, and then I, you know, go back and read it on the pages. But it's kind of an interesting perspective to do it that
way. So on some level, we're both kind of, we do reread.
We're talking to James and Susan Patterson about their new book, The Mother-Daughter Book Club. You are co-authors of this. It's not the first time around. And I wonder about collaborating. Like, you know, I don't
we've
collaborate.
We've been around the block a few times.
Yeah. But I wonder, I have a hard time collaborating even just in the kitchen with my wife. We have to have distinct roles because I get fussy sometimes. How is it, let's start with you, James. How do you two work together on a book?
You know, I've done a bunch of collaborations. I've collaborated with President Clinton 3 times and Dolly Parton once. I'm actually just finished a book with Mr. Beast. I have a book out now with Viola Davis that's been number one. So I'm kind of used to it. But with Sue and I've never had a fight or an argument on any of the collaborations. And the same held when Sue and I worked together. And we've done other things together, like...
Yeah, we did. We started our collaboration, if you want to call it that, with a children's book series, Big Words for Little Geniuses. And that was really so much fun.
Just
so
tell me about that book over here. Yeah. Sure.
Okay, we can go back to the Badgers for that one. it was always kind of a dream of mine when I was in grad school to write children's books. And I sort of, my professor kind of told me, well, it's pretty hard to find a publisher, so maybe you should go into advertising, which is what I did. And I love that. But I sort of never gave up on the dream of writing the children's books. And so when we had the opportunity to do that, it was really fun. And, you know, for just...
It's an alphabet book.
Yeah. But the way it was illustrated and the words are big words that, you know, hopefully were enjoyable for the reader as well as the child.
It's not like A is for apple. A is for what?
Araki biro tiro phobia, which means peanut butter stuck on the roof of your mouth.
That is scary.
So
it's a fun
book. It was really fun, and I love doing that.
And little kids love it because they immediately memorize all these crazy names, and the adults can't. And so it was Sue's idea, and it's a really cool book. And then we did another couple books in that series.
Yeah.
Now, you are, as you mentioned, you're coming to do the commencement address for UW-Madison, James. You don't have to spoil everything, but your message to college graduates in a tough time. Yeah, we got 5 minutes. Go for it.
I'm not a message person. I think my mission, and I think I'm going to fulfill it, is I want to be worthy of the graduates. And I want to be worthy of their families. And I want them, I want the graduates to all work out feeling that they are worthy, which is really going to be useful for them as they go out into the world. That notion of, you know, we are worthy, we've gone through a very good college, and because there are going to be bumps along the road. That's just the way the world is.
And then, James, in addition to writing lots of books, you've done a lot of your philanthropic work is related to literacy, education,
that's
libraries.
That's the two of us. Yeah, that's definitely a team effort.
It's logical for authors to be interested in that. But what is it that's driving that passion to support literacy and libraries and more?
We have given away almost $250 million. And I don't take any applause for that because that just has to do with my grandmother and my mother. And they were just give back kind of people. That was their deal. We have a program. What's the program with the University of Wisconsin?
The Teacher Pledge.
Teacher Pledge.
Which is through the School of Education. And I'm not going to have all the details right, but it basically is if you teach in the state of Wisconsin for, I believe it's 4 years after you graduate, your tuition is forgiven.
Your debt is forgiven, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, which is a great program, and we do a lot with historically Black universities and colleges, which are terribly, we have 37 of those schools that we help out. And the more you learn about those schools, for example, 60% of the Black doctors in this country come out of historically Black universities and colleges. And for the most part, they need money. So that's a charity that we love.
And finally, it's kind of a weird time for literacy and reading.
It's kind of a weird time for everything.
Well, fair. Yeah. That's fair. But I mean, I hear like, oh, the technology is driving people away from reading. And yet reading book clubs are thriving. So many people seem to have a hunger for it. As authors, I'm interested in hearing your thoughts about the future of the public love of reading. Where do you see it right now?
Well, you know what? I hear a lot of people say they like to have the book in their hands. I mean, I think it's great if you have an iPad or whatever because you're traveling and you might want to, you know, have that instead of carrying around a couple of books. But I think a lot of people like to hold a book in their hands. And I think people still love to read. I think, unfortunately, they might lose some of that time to scrolling on various places.
I think part of it all needs to evolve, though, probably shorter forms for a lot of people.
Yeah.
More in the, you know, books that you can read in 2 hours rather than 7 hours. And that's fine. Graphic novels. I mentioned doing a book with Mr. Beast, which... Mr. Beast has 5 times the number of followers that Taylor Swift does, just as an example, and a lot of them are younger. So our book, but one of the aims of the novel that we're doing, which is coming out in September, Mr. Beast and I, is is to have kids go on. I read that book and I really liked it, because for a lot of kids, they have never read a book that they liked.
Well, enjoy your visits back to Wisconsin, and thanks to both of you for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
James and Susan Patterson are best-selling authors. They co-wrote the new book, The Mother-Daughter Book Club. The book is out now. They'll be at the Wisconsin Book Festival on Wednesday at the Madison Public Library.